You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Some supermarket suspicion and an almost immediate response on 877-8-MY-TAKE to the conversation a moment ago about bringing supermarkets into the inner city. John on our website says, there is no such thing as quality fresh fruits and vegetables in any market, let alone inner city. There are merely tasteless items shipped thousands of miles that look like fresh fruits and vegetables. If you want fresh fruits and vegetables, go to a local farmer. Hey, that's really local. That's then maybe the next step after supermarkets. We'll get farms in the inner city. There used to be, actually.
I think we'll make that a segment someday talk about that. In the meanwhile, we're going to go to New Orleans, where nearly 5,000 people are still living in trailers. This is despite the deadline for most to move out by July 1st. City officials say they're just trying to get things back to normal, and they're threatening $500 a day fines for those who don't move, don't get an exception or an extension. But advocates say the entire system is mired in bureaucratic red tape, making a nearly unbearable situation much worse. Dr. Edward Blakely, Executive Director for Recovery Management for the City of New Orleans, joins us now, as does Lauren Bartlett, a staff attorney for the Louisiana Justice Institute, a civil rights advocacy group. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with you, Dr. Blakely. Nearly 5,000 people are still in trailers. Have you started levying fines yet?
No, we won't do that for some time.
Explain how some are exempt, some are can get extensions, and that roughly several hundred people out of those 5,000 have already gone through that process.
Well, the way it works is we're trying to get people's attention that they should be moving out of their trailers and taking steps to do so because we're in hurricane season. So what we've done is we've gone around and put a tag on every trailer saying you're supposed to move out, you're in violation of the city's ordinance with respect to having a trailer on your property. Please notify us as to when you plan to do so. If you don't notify us, you're subject to a fine.
And is that something that's very simple, Lauren, to notify those in charge that you need some kind of time before you can move?
Well, the city has put out a form that folks can fill out and submit with other sorts of documentation to request an appeal, for an extension in their trailers. The problem has been people understanding that, actually the city has been granting a lot of those extensions, but the problem has been getting folks, to submit those forms, know where to submit them, know what kind of documentation is needed.
And Lauren, you've said you don't think that the city is actually doing enough.
No, the thing is that, actually having this July 1st deadline and then, talking about imposing fines is adding to the stress level of folks whose stress level is already through the roof and has been for the last almost 3 years. In early June, we had a gentleman who had an altercation with his FEMA workers and was subsequently shot and later died by the New Orleans police. He was a mentally ill gentleman who was stuck in his FEMA trailer. And in my work, I see a lot of people who are really desperate and who I am really worried about that something like that could happen with. And having this deadline and having this increased stress of having to leave a trailer when they have nowhere else to go is the kind of stress that is just, devastating.
Dr. Blakely, the amount of stress, obviously this is an unprecedented kind of situation there in New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, but addressing some of those issues that Lauren just spoke about, stress, for example, how do you think the city is taking that on?
Well, there are a couple things here. Neighbors are stressed, too, with the trailers there. They fear for their own safety, and we're also worried about the stress levels caused by living in the trailer. These trailers have been shown to have toxic materials in them, so it's a double bind here. We really are trying to just give people notice that they have a health condition, both because the trailer is a mobile vehicle in a storm and because the toxins in the air inside the trailer So we're
sure. Well, Dr. Blakely, those of course would have been issues in each of the last 2 years. I would have thought during hurricane season. Then I guess my concern is, in a program like this, don't you run the risk of pitting neighbor against neighbor and leaving a legacy of bitterness between homeowners and the more mobile FEMA trailer residents who are also part of the city of New Orleans?
Well, yes, there's always that tension. I have to admit that. Neighbors are concerned when there's still a trailer on the block. But we're trying to get people not out of trailers who are living in them themselves. We're trying to get people who rented the trailer out to somebody else, people who've got a relative or something who's living in the trailer who could live in the house.
So you're talking about some very complicated problems. Thank you both, Lauren Bartlett and Dr. Edward Blakely, for joining us. Lauren Bartlett is a staff attorney for the nonprofit Civil Rights Advocacy Group, the Louisiana Justice Institute, and Dr. Edward Blakely is the executive director for recovery management for the city of New Orleans.